اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host, Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother Mahdi, and Assalamu alaikum to all of the dear listeners of this program, and thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, this program, Let's Recite the Quran, consists of several Quranic parts. First, we are going to talk about a famous Quran reciter. Then, we are going to listen to a recitation by that reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation. So please stay tuned. Today we are going to listen to a recitation by Brother Amin Puya. He is an Iranian Qari who was born in Tehran, the capital of the Islamic Republic of Iran, in 1958. At the age of 5, his father started to teach him Quran recitation. For around 6 years, he imitated Sheikh Abdul Basit's style, and then he followed the style of Sheikh Shahat Muhammad Anwar. And after learning Tajweed at an advanced level under the care of Dr. Mohsen Mousavi, he listened to the recitation of some prominent reciters such as Sheikh Mustafa Ismail and Sheikh Ahmad Shabib. This prominent Quran reciter has traveled to some countries to participate in international Quran recitation competitions, and he has managed to rank first in some of them, including India, Russia, and Tunisia. Now, let's listen to the recitation of Surah Taha, verses 65 to 70, recited by Brother Amin Puya. Let's enjoy it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالوا يا موسى
و وألق ما في يمينك تلقف ما صنعوا إنما صنعوا كيد ساحر ولا يفلح الساحر حيث أتى فألقي السحرة سجدا قالوا آمنا برب هارون وموسى صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And what you just listened to was recitation of verses 65 to 70 of Surah Taha, recited by Brother Amin Puya. Now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, Brother Amin Puya, he began his recitation with Maqam Kurd. And Qalu ya Musa, verse 65 was in Kurd. And أَنَّكُونَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَلْقَى, he made a modulation to Maqam Lami, okay, which is similar to Kurd. Then he continued his recitation in Maqam Nahawand. The thing is that Maqam Nahawand and Maqam Kurd, they are intertwined, and you could easily move between them without the listener being able to tell that you are changing the maqam. The same is true with maqam Nahawand and maqam Ajam. And he continues in maqam Nahawand, then until Antal A'la, that was Nahawand, and then he moved on to maqam Ar-Rast, and he ended his recitation in maqam Bayati. So he used four maqams, Kurd, Nahawand, Rast, and Bayati.
We're reciting five verses.
Yeah. He's a very good reciter, and he has won many Quran competitions, like you said. قَالُوا يَا مُوسَىٰ إِمَّا أَن تُلْقِيَ وَإِمَّا. So as you can see, we have a lot of matul munfasils in verse 65.
He's reciting in Hafs an Asim Rawaya.
Exactly. And Brother Amin Puya, he is lengthening the Maddul Munfasils to four vowel counts. And so he said, Ya Musa, imma an tulqiya, wa imma, and see, this is four vowel counts.
Yeah. All disjunct mats.
Yeah, they're all Maddul Munfasils. And when does Maddul Munfasil take place? Whenever there is a long vowel followed by a hamza.
In two separate words.
In two separate words. The long vowel is in one word, and the hamza after the long vowel is in another word. So matul munfasil takes place. Sometimes distinguishing matul munfasil from matul muttasil could be a little difficult, okay?
Yes.
For example, it appears that the matul munfasil is matul muttasil.
Yeah.
But really, it's matul munfasil. An example is هَؤُلَاءِ. هَؤُلَاء, they are written like cursive. Okay, mm-hmm. They're joined together. And they're not written separately. We don't have a ha and an ula. Okay? But they're two different words. They're not one word. Okay?
Ha is one word.
And ula is another word. Because it's written in cursive, and they are not separate from one another. They're written, you know, they're joined together, the ha and the ula. Some reciters might think this is matul muttasil. So if they do, for example, qasr of matul munfasil, okay, they should not lengthen this med to four vowel counts.
if they are doing qasr, actually.
If they're doing qasr, yeah. Because they might think that this is matul muttasil, mm-hmm. but this is matul munfasil, and they should lengthen it to two vowel counts. So the easiest way is to lengthen matul muttasil and matul munfasil to the same number of vowel counts, either four or five. Mm-hmm. Okay. Of course, matul muttasil should always be lengthened more than matul munfasil, and not vice versa. So if you lengthen matul munfasil to five vowel counts, you're not allowed to lengthen matul muttasil to four. It should be five as well.
Can matul munfasil be lengthened to five vowel counts?
Yes, of course. It's called fawqu tawassut, which is five vowel counts. We have three options for matul munfasil: two, four, or five.
But for matul muttasil, we have just two options: four or five.
Four or five, yes. Okay, let's go and look at verse 66.
Go ahead.
Okay, the word عصيهم, the sod, has a kasra. Sod is one of the letters of rakhawa.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it has the characteristic of safir, which means it has a whistling, hissing sound. And also, it's a letter of isti'la and itbaq. Okay?
Yes.
So, and where is the place of articulation of sod?
By isti'la, we mean the root of the tongue is raised.
Yes, that's the tafkhim. Okay. Mm-hmm. The place of articulation of seen and sod is the same.
Yes.
There's no difference. The only difference is that sod is pronounced with tafkhim and itbaq.
Yeah, the manner of articulation is different.
The manner of articulation is different, exactly. So you should not try to, because of the safir, a lot of people think that sod has to have a very loud whistling sound. That's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
If you say وَعِصِيُّهُمْ, is that correct?
No.
Why?
The whistling sound should not be so much.
And also, you're changing the place of articulation of sod.
To make this actually whistling sound.
When you say sa, the tip of the tongue is coming higher, it's going up, is being
Other
raised.
Than the place yeah. of the seen.
It's higher than the place of seen. Seen is lower.
Mm-hmm.
The tip of the tongue should be behind the gum line, behind the lower front teeth. Yeah. Saw.
No, saw.
Saw. You pronounce it with pharyngealization.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the root of the tongue goes up toward the pharynx. You have this deep sound in the throat when pronouncing sawd. And the word sihrihim. Sihrihim. The ra has tarqiq. Because it has a kasra. What about the ha? What is so special about the ha?
The buha.
Yes,
is a specific
characteristic of buha.
And concerning timing.
Yes.
It should be pronounced.
The timing, because it's a letter of rakhawa.
Yeah, weak fricative.
It should be pronounced with weakness, not with strength.
Yeah.
And, you know, letters have, there's two type of characteristics that letters can have. One of them is asli, which means they have opposites. For example, isti'la, istifal, hams, jahr, shidda, rakhawa, itbaq, infitah, and so on and so forth. These are the primary or the main characteristics. And then we have certain characteristics which are, they don't have opposites. These are called far'i.
Mm-hmm.
They're secondary characteristics, such as safir, such as buha.
Asli means main.
Yes. Main and farai,
secondary.
The ones without opposite are... So ha has a special and unique characteristic that no other letter has, mm-hmm. which is called buha, which means that we have to narrow down the pharynx,
walls. Yeah.
We have this constriction in the pharynx, the throat, okay? The middle part of the throat, which is known as wasatul halq, which is right where the throat itself is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because the glottis is a little below the throat, and adn al halq is above the throat.
Mm-hmm.
When you say kh, kh, it's above the throat. This is the sound of kha, ha. But ha and ayn, they are in the middle part of the throat, mm-hmm. the pharynx.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياة إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان هو القرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق هو